Hey everybody!
It's Maddie and Daddy. And today let's just talk about lax.
Our favorite, and you may call it lacrosse.
But we call it lax. You know, that's just a better version some people.
We love lacrosse.
Like us.
We live in Long Island.
Let's just talk about some lax.
Lax.
L-A-X.
Yeah.
All right.
So Madison just finished her first real season of PAL Travel Lax. She's got the bug. She wants to play more. She's doing some mini camps.
So now I'm going to...
in the backyard. Now what's she going to do?
I'm going to try out for Liberty in August.
Can you tell everybody what is Liberty?
So Liberty Lacrosse is not Liberty Neutral, that TV show. It's a lacrosse.
It's a club team.
Just like any other one. Yellow Jackets, our Igaloo Lacrosse, Rams, or anything. So, so the tryouts in August.
Tryouts are in July. They're in 2 weeks.
What?
July 24th, August 2nd are the tryouts. I've already signed you up.
Okay. So, never mind. So, lacrosse. So, let's just...
tell people what
it is. So the basics are basically cradling, which is basically having, like, it's basically your one move that you do, like, all the time.
You do it, like, 24-7. Right? It's kind of like dribbling a basketball.
Yeah, you do it, like, 24-7 if you have the ball. So also another one is throwing and passing.
Can you tell people what cradling does? Is it something to protect the ball?
It protects the ball from a defender trying to check you when you get older. Like in high school and college and middle school, you're allowed to check. And cradling protects the ball. When you cradle from side to side, it makes it harder for the defender who's trying to defend you to check over to the other side.
What does check mean?
It means to, like, slap your stick with another stick, either underestimate or overestimate.
Because they're trying to take the ball away from me, right?
Yeah, and my dad's cleaning the dishes, if you can hear.
Sorry, Anchor.
Yeah.
People.
So, one of the other basics is throwing and catching. Throwing and catching, you need to help you. Say someone passes the ball because they're getting blocked by a defender. Then what you would do is you would pass the ball. You would catch the ball. And catching is basically when you have your stick up or your lacrosse stick up and the ball hits the net in your stick. And throwing is basically when you throw if you're getting defended. So also it is getting ground balls.
So important.
Yeah, so getting ground balls is basically when, say, someone drops it on a throw, or say someone...
drops what?
The ball on a throw, or rolls it out on a throw accidentally. Then you and your opponent would try to fight for the ball. And what you would do is box out. Boxing out is basically where you put butt to butt. I know I'm getting inappropriate, but I don't care. So you go butt to butt and you try to push your opponent for the ball, like you try to box them out. And yeah. So there's also a lot of moves, you know, like
a lot of moves.
Roll dodges and TikToks.
You beyond the defender, like around the defender or past the defender.
Yeah.
So you can either pass the ball or shoot.
Like some of the basic moves are pretty basic, is roll dodge, rock and roll, a face dodge, a split dodge. And yeah, so that's basically lacrosse. And we're going to sign out now. Bye, Anchor.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Bye.